Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Okay, Reg, we ready to go? What do you say? Yeah, the instrument feels good today. I like where the levels are. Just keep them right there. Yes, sir. All right, let's do this thing. No lollygagging. 2023 is, let's just, boom. That is, if the equipment works. All right, let's go. Episode 349, put it in the book. Stars smile strong. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hey, it's Elton Jim Toronto, and this is Captain Podtastic. Okay, see, that's too slow, man. So what is... Okay, wait. So I know this is it's not easy for you to time it. I don't blame you, so I'm not blaming you, but... So try to time it if you can. Somewhere right before I get close to that outro finishing, just hit the button, all right? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hey, it's Elton Jim Toronto, and this is Captain Podtastic. And welcome to another episode of Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. Every Monday, a new episode is posted at WGNradio.com or wherever you go to find your favorite podcast. We are there. And don't forget, tell your friends, tell your family, tell anybody who listens to a podcast that your favorite podcast is Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, and it should be theirs too. Your loyalty and devotion warms my heart on a weekly basis. If you like what you hear, don't forget, go to WGNradio.com, hit the prompt for this podcast, and my God, you go to the podcast section, then you hit the prompt for this podcast, and then, my gosh, what you will find, podcast after podcast after podcast stacked in beautiful, nice rows just waiting for you to peruse and listen to. Just keep scrolling down, scroll down, scroll down. Listen, 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 scroll down, listen, listen, listen. Scroll down. Always important. If you're a regular listener here, to listen to where we've been so you know where we're going. Right now, according to my list, we're going to episode 349. So what I wanted to talk about today is certainly something that, as I've said in that intro there, it's always good to listen to what we've spoken about in the past so you would understand and get a little hint as to what we are sometimes going to talk about in the future. And that once again plays a role. I'm not saying that just to kill time, just to talk. That's sage advice. That's helpful advice. That's a little tidbit. If you are a regular listener or you are thinking of becoming a regular listener every week, I urge you to do your homework in the 6 other days by listening to previous podcasts. So if I bring up a topic, it's not completely off the board. Some are new topics, no question. I don't rest on my laurels, but sometimes, as I've said many times, this being, in my view, a dialogue between me and you, like every friend that you have a conversation with, at times you will bring up things that you talked about in the past and add new information or new insights to it. That's what this podcast does. So I have spoken to you on a few occasions at least, and I would love to go back and really see how many occasions I brought this up. But I don't think too many. But I do have a little new information, or at least some new perspective on this topic. So I've told you many times, dating back to almost the beginning of this podcast, which at this point now, in a few months, in May, will be 7 years. 7 years of this. Every week for 7 years. Have you done anything? And I'm not, you know, I'm just asking it as a general question. To think that I've done this, I mean, I've recorded a few in advance if I'm out of town or something, but for the most part, for the last 7 years, almost in May, it will be the 7th year anniversary of this podcast, and every week for the last 7 years, I've been doing this one activity. Is there one activity that you can point to? And I don't mean like washing your face. Oh, I don't even mean going to work, all right? We all do that. But this is a little something that's unique. Is there something that you've done like once a week, every week, voluntarily in the last 7 years? I'm trying to think if there's anything else I've done every week for the last 7 years. Voluntarily, as a part of my daily routine, and not like I said, or weekly routine, not washing your face or driving, you know, blah, 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 you know. But is there a kind of a routine that you do? Wow, I don't know. I have to think hard about that. But that's not what I was talking about. And I'm actually going to stop myself. I could have gone down that road, as I usually do, and take a little digressive detour away from the main topic, but I'm going to stop on that and just throw that out there for you. That's something for you to think about. But I'm going to think about that actually when I'm done recording this. Is there something else for the last 7 years that I have done voluntarily every week and not a part of, you know, the necessities of a daily routine, as I said before, not, you know, oh, I comb my hair and I wash my face and I take a shower or I drive to work or, you know, no, not that. I mean, those are necessities. This podcast is a voluntary little, you know, fun thing. Is there something that you do every week that you don't have to do, but you do because you want to do? Is there something you do every week? And I've been doing this for the last 7 years or so, well, 6.5 almost. So then, Jim, if you've been doing it for the last 6.5 years, get on with it. Okay, I will. Oh, was I saying that out loud? Those are just some of the conversations I have in my head. Give a little insight to those. It's not always fun in there, folks, believe me. A lot of chatter. A lot of chatter out here, too. But I've talked to you about one of my favorite, I've talked to you about my scents, and not the S-E-N-S-E-S, the S-C-E-N-T-S, scents. Really, almost from the beginning of this podcast, I started to talk about one of my favorite air fresheners flavors for my house and my car. I actually have a can in my car, too. Yes, I do. It follows me around. I have one in the side door little holder there. There's room for a water bottle in the side, in the front door, you know, right toward the bottom there. There's room for a bottle or a can of air freshener. You know, you work out. Sometimes you don't take a shower. Sometimes it's just hot. You know, the car just, in the summer especially, it just gets a little, you know, smells, you got different food sometime in the car and stuff like that. I always have my can of Glades Cashmere Woods in there. A lot of times I will give it a spray, just a quick spray, nothing major, but just a quick little spray before I leave the car. So when I walk into it, it'll smell nice. Or if that's already worn off, it's been a while, and the smell doesn't last that long. Before I get in, I will open the door, take the can, psh, 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 front and back, and then get in. So it's as we start our drive, it smells nice and inviting in the car. So I discovered Casimir Woods about right around the same time. And I've been talking about Casimir Woods on and off for many years on the podcast. And I've talked to you recently how I love pumpkin around the holidays. You know, in the fall, pumpkin becomes a big deal. And I was happy to find a couple of years ago that Glade made a pumpkin spice air freshener. And so then I, of course, had to dive in, head first and be completely submerged in the whole pumpkin spice, Glade pumpkin spice thing, to the point where last year I bought so many cans that, you know, there comes a point where, you know, after the holidays kind of, you stop using them and you go back to your other ones, because I have my Casimir Woods, which is my go-to scent. But for the holidays, beginning October 1st, the official kind of beginning of fall, that's the way I view fall starting now in October. I know that I think meteorological fall is in September, but these days it's like 90 degrees in September. It's not, there's nothing fall-like about September at all anymore. At least here in Chicago, our Septembers are still summer-like. They're well into the 80s, up in the upper 80s, and certainly to the mid part of the month, if not almost the last or end of it. So I look at fall really being October now. There would have been a time, if I had done this many years ago when the weather seemed to be a little more temperate, that I would have started with the pumpkin spice Glade, if it existed, in September. But you can't. It's like, no, it's too hot. It still feels, the calendar may say fall, because I think meteorological autumn is September 1st, September, October, November. Maybe not. Maybe it is October, November. Because I think December 1st is the beginning of meteorological winter. So maybe it's December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Yeah. So it is September. Yeah. So September is the beginning, but it needs to feel like autumn. So October 1st, I start using the pumpkin spice spray. And last year I bought so many cans because I was afraid I was going to run out, that I had like four or five cans left over. And then when I went to the store and saw as fall approached that they were bringing out the Glade pumpkin spice again, I went crazy and bought more. And then I came home and went, oops. And then my wife didn't know, because I had them hidden because they, you know, for a year I wasn't going to use them. She didn't know, and she bought like four cans, and I was like, whoa, now we've got like 20 cans of pumpkin spice. So much so now that they're in the closet in the front room, and I put them closer up now to remember we don't need to buy any. We will not need any pumpkin spice, Glade spice for the upcoming fall season in October. We will not need any. We are well stocked, to say the least. Come October 1st, we are well, well stocked. But this year, I've been doing a little because I also, so for the fall, there's no question. I love pumpkin. I love pumpkin spice foods. This year I went out and I saw something online. I may have talked about it here. There was like 32 new pumpkin spice products. And so I was like, oh, and I tried some of those. There was only a couple that I really liked. A lot of them purported to be pumpkin spice, but they didn't have enough spice for me. So I was a little disappointed in that. But I have to say, I do like the pumpkin spice Glade. Well, then, what I've always liked, we don't have a real Christmas tree anymore. We've had an artificial one for several years. But I do love the smell of that pine smell. And that is the one thing I do miss about a real tree, is that pine smell. And so lo and behold, of course. And in fact, I was able to, at one of the tree places, I don't know if they have any more, where they sell the artificial trees. There's a place here in the Chicago area called Tree Time. That if you listen to me on the radio with Dean Richards, you know that we do an annual show from Tree Time. And that's where I got my last two artificial trees, because they're beautiful. And we've had the current one now for several years, 8 or 9, almost 10 years, I would probably assume. But one year they actually, you know, if you wanted your artificial tree to have that tree scent, they had this ring that smelled like the pine, you know, needle scent and smell. And you, I don't know if you put water on this ring, and then you put the ring under your tree, and it gave the tree that smell, which is really kind of nice. So I really got into that. Then my wife found these little sticks that came in this little tube, and these sticks had the pine smell, and you could hang those like an ornament on your tree, and they would also, you know, waft and emit some of the pine smell. I liked it so much that I would keep a few of those little sticks out, and I would put them like next to our recliner where I would sit sometimes, so I could smell that throughout the year. I really like that smell. And then, of course, it would fade away. So a couple of years ago, I looked, and believe me, I've gotten other, it's not like I'm married to the Glade line. I don't get any endorsements from Glade or anything, but they're one of the leading air fresheners, and they're not crazy expensive. My gosh, I don't know if you even shop for air fresheners for your house, but that is a very expensive product. I'm not sure why, but there's some brands that are very expensive. And let's face it, as much as it's nice to have that fresh smell or whatever scent you might like, they don't last all that long. And even the can, the scent itself doesn't, you know, last all that long. And then you have to, you know, so when you spray it enough, the can doesn't last all that long. So, for 99 cents, I will indulge in many cans because they go fast. But some of these air fresheners are like $4 a piece, $3.99, you know, three something a piece for a can. It's like, I don't know if that's worth it. I don't know if it's supply chain or is the scent cost that much to make now? I don't know what the story is, but it just seems like a little high. So that's what I like about Glade, is it's reasonably priced, and I don't feel bad buying three or four cans at a time. They will last. It doesn't feel like I'm wasting it, you know? So I noticed last year, and maybe this is going on for a while, but I just noticed it last year, that at least they were promoting it more. They were putting it at the end cap at the store to heighten its visibility. There was the pumpkin spice by Glade. So gobbled those up. And then there was this other one by Glade. You know, the pumpkin spice comes in the nice orange can to, once again, catch your eye. And then the one for Christmas season came out. And that is the Glade Pine Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
Pine Wonderland. And it really is a pine wonderland. I love, you know, pine smelling candles. I'm very attuned to scents. Now the funny thing is that my wife doesn't think that I have a very good sense of smell. She could smell things a mile away. It's like a bloodhound. It's like, oh my God, do you smell that? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then after a while, or if I get a little closer to something, then I will start to smell it. But she really has a very sharp sense of smell. She claims that mine is not that sharp. But at the same time, it might not be as sharp. I might not recognize smells as quickly. But I certainly enjoy a nice aroma. I've talked to you before about I like to wear cologne. I don't I don't drench myself in it, but I like to have cologne. And as I've talked before, I like to have the air fresheners. So when I saw, first when I enjoyed Pumpkin Spice, when I see Pine Wonderland by Glade in the green bottle, green can, which of course then it catches my eye just as much as the pink, the purple one, I mean the orange one does for Pumpkin, well then of course I got to try that one out. So I don't go crazy. Even when I first bought the Pumpkin Spice, you know, I've been getting burned, as I said before, shopping for a lot of these Pumpkin Spice food products that I was really looking forward to, different yogurts and breads and all these different kinds of foods and donuts and stuff, and they did not cut it. Even some Pop-Tarts, they just didn't cut it. I wound up spending a lot of money and throwing a lot of and just not eating it. But now I know better, so I did my taste test. I found one or two things that I felt did live up to the pumpkin spice flavor, A, and to the intensity that I like. I like a very intense pumpkin spice. Don't call it pumpkin spice if it ain't spiced like pumpkin. And I remember when I first bought that one, I didn't know if Glade was going to, you know, I like their cashmere woods, so I certainly was like, okay, I'll try the pumpkin spice by Glade. But at that time, I only bought one can. Let's see. Even though I sprayed it, you know, I do that. It's not right. It's not good. I did give a little spritz in the store, which isn't right because then, you know, it's got less of a can. I'm probably buying, and people are doing the same things. I even wonder how many times, it's a good question. How many times do you really buy, when you buy a can of aerosol spray in the store, do you really think you're getting as full of a can as you should? Because I'm assuming I'm doing it. I'm giving it a spritz and smelling it. Is everybody else doing it? And so then you say, well, Jim, go to the back. Because that's, you know, if people do it, they probably grab the can that's right in front of them and give it the spritz and give it the little smell to decide if they like it or not. So those cans in the front you probably don't want to buy because they may have been used by everybody doing the same thing you're doing. So go in the back and get them. But then I wonder, do people think of that and do they go to the back? So, you know, it's a mind game. So I would love to know one time. I wish they had an X-ray machine where you can actually see the can of aerosol spray you're buying, your air freshener, to see if it truly is full or if people have, I mean, you can shake it and feel it. So maybe it's those cans in the middle that are the best because everybody's either going to the very back or the right in the front. So maybe it's best to go into the middle. And sometimes there's only two or three cans there left, so you got to take what you can get. But I remember the first time when I saw the pumpkin spice can, I just give it a spritz just to see how I like it. It seemed good, but it still that's not enough to buy five cans. It's got to pass the test. And so that means you have to go in your house and give it a good spray throughout the rooms that you want to put it in and see how it lasts and how do you like it when you walk in and things like that. So I only bought one can, but quickly decided that pumpkin spice was my autumnal spice. As I said, last year we wound up with, literally, I'm not even exaggerating, we had 20 cans this year because I had some left over. I bought some, and then my wife bought some. We had like 20 cans, and we went through some because I'm going to keep telling you my story. So I like to spray that, especially around the holidays, you know, the autumn. And I will always, I mean, like I said, I always, when I go to the store throughout the year, I will always buy at least five cans of Cashmere Woods. And when I'm down to two, I will buy five more. I never want to be without Cashmere Woods. So I'm always spraying in the house. I would say, I don't know if I do it every day, but I do it at least, you know, five out of the 7 days. I just like the smell. I don't know. So when I saw Pine Wonderland last year by Glade, I was like, okay, Pine Wonderland. Did the same thing. Just bought one bottle or one can. Why do I keep saying bottle? One can, brought it home, and did the spray test. And wow, really liked it. Really liked it. So then I devised a new tradition. Traditions can be long held, or you can always make new traditions as long as you then decide to do them every year. So suddenly, pumpkin spice now was the new autumnal smell that would start in October. And since I liked, and I was spraying that throughout the holiday season until I discovered this Pine Wonderland. Then I was like, well, you know, it's not a good thing to mix your scents, especially not in the same house, because who knows, you know, it could blow up. Or if you spray like pumpkin spice in one room and Pine Wonderland in the other, you know, if those two clouds of scents meet, it could start raining right in your living room. And the rain might have an odd smell of pumpkin and Pine Wonderland, which is not the best. If it's going to rain inside your house, I don't think you want a Pine Wonderland and pumpkin spice combination smelling rain if it does rain in the middle of your house. So I don't know what's going to happen. These are chemicals, right? So no, if I have a spice, it's a spice for an extended period of time. January 1st, no lie, it's on New Year's Day. Have to do that. You know how I am. I'm a stickler. I like lists. I like order. I like to have, you know, dates that you start things on. Cashmere Wood starts from January 1st through October 1st. Now, I've told you that I've had some other scents, especially for some reason during the COVID outbreak, the early days. There seemed to be some supply chain problems with Glade. And for some reason, there was a supply chain with Cashmere Woods. So I had to go and find some other ones. I found Crispy Waters, and I found another one with peonies and rose blooms, I think, that also smelled good. But at the end of the day, those got to be hard to find, especially my Crisp Waters, which I really did like, but I can't find it anymore. So thankfully, the good old standby is still there, my good old Cashmere Woods. It probably wound up returning back to the shelves, and I always go back to the one you love. You always remember your first. And Cashmere Woods was my first. So Cashmere Woods, for the most part, is still from January through October. October 1st through November 1st is pumpkin spice. And then November 1st, 2 months. November 1st, well, no, I shouldn't say that. October 1st through Thanksgiving. So it's like a month and a half, almost 2 months. Whatever Thanksgiving might fall on, 24th, 25th, 26th. So October 1st through the day after Thanksgiving that year is pumpkin spice. Only makes sense. And then the day after Thanksgiving through Christmas and until New Year's Day is now Pine Wonderland. So we've got a good 10 full months of Cashmere Woods. We've got almost 2 months for pumpkin spice and a good month and a half, almost 5 weeks for Pine Wonderland. So pumpkin spice is a little more than Pine Wonderland, but they're pretty close. And then, of course, as I said, you have the old standby. Well, the old reliable Cashmere Woods for the bulk of the year for those first 10 months. And those, so that is the schedule for my my air fresheners now. So that's the new tradition. January 1, Cashmere Woods through October 1st. Pumpkin Spice, October 1st through Thanksgiving. And then Pine Wonderland, Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. And then New Year's Day, January 1st, boom, we start again with our Cashmere Woods. It worked out great this year. I love the way our house smelled. And I'm like, okay, new tradition. We tried it last year. Which days? I think this year actually was the first time I extended the pumpkin spice through, you know, because I didn't really have the winter wonder, you know, the Pine Wonderland until maybe sometime in December. But so now that I was able to know it was there and I had a few extra cans, I was able to do my Thanksgiving thing. It worked out great. I loved it. Loved the look and the smell of the house the whole year of 2022. Just loved it. So here we are in the first month of January, just kind of ending, and been using Cashmere Woods and in the words of Maxwell Smart, using Cashmere Woods, and Loving It. 99. Yeah, Google Maxwell Smart. So it dawned on me, though, as I was transitioning from my pumpkin spice to my Pine Wonderland, as I said, I was also indulging in some pumpkin-related products, edible. And I tried quite a few that there was, because now, pumpkin spice is all the rage. And as I said, I went through quite a few of them, and I was very disappointed. The ones that I seem to be coming back to, and that are mainstays, I would say are the Larbar Pumpkin Bar. Was very good. The Nosa Pumpkin Yogurt, very good. So much so that I was, for the last 2 years, obsessed with the Yoplait Pumpkin Caramel Yogurt that came in a little glass jar. But when I compared it then to the Nosa Pumpkin, I have to say that the Nosa Pumpkin was much more pumpkin spiced, and it seemed now in comparison that the Yoplait Pumpkin Caramel was a little more caramelly than it was pumpkin, and maybe that's why I was liking it so much. So I, in this year, in 2023, I might try the pumpkin caramel at the beginning, but but now when I've tasted what I believe is a truly more authentic pumpkin tasting yogurt, I might just go with the Nosa and might not go for the pumpkin caramel Yoplait. Now, I could hear you. I could feel you. You are shocked right now. I could tell. I could sense the shock. You can't believe that I would be moving away from my Yoplait pumpkin caramel. I get it. I'm as shocked as you are, believe me. I can see the look on your face. I get it. Just think how shocked I am. But I think I'm going to have to make that call. And then I have to say, I wasn't too impressed with a lot of the pumpkin cookies that I tasted. And wound up sadly, because I was like, I'm not going to eat empty calories here without enjoying them. I had to throw a lot of those away. I bought a lot of these pumpkin spice cookies that just were, they were not pumpkin-y enough. Give me pumpkin and give me spice or give me death. Right? What did Patrick Henry say? You know, if you're going to say pumpkin spice on the label, you better deliver. But what I did find is that Thomas's pumpkin spice English muffins were very good. Yes, they were. Thomas's pumpkin spice muffins. If you see English muffins, if you see those again next year around the fall season, try some if you like pumpkin. And they also have, once again by Thomas's, they have a pumpkin swirl bread. How about that? And that was very good. So I would say of a lot of the testing that I've done, and it's not scientific, and I didn't test everything, but the three or four things that I did find that I went back to, as opposed to, well, that wasn't good enough, in the pumpkin spice world, was the Nosa pumpkin yogurt, the pumpkin Larbar, and the pumpkin spice Thomas's English muffin, and Thomas's swirl bread. Those seem to be the ones that delivered on the promise of pumpkin spice. A lot of other products purported to be pumpkin spice, but they just didn't cut it. They came close, but in my view, and I don't know if you're a baker at home or something, if you're going to do something with pumpkin spice and you're going to invite me over or offer it to me, if you're making it, whatever you think is the correct amount of the pumpkin spice, then add more. Whatever you, oh, this is too, if you, even if you think this is too much, you've put in too much already, put in more. Something gets, something must get lost in the baking process, perhaps. But you have to put extra, extra, extra in order for it to really have a true pumpkin spice taste. So whenever you think, oh, that's enough of pumpkin spice in there, I don't want to, you know what? You want to go crazy. Because it seems as if somewhere in the cooking or baking process, it gets diluted. So in my view, you can't put enough pumpkin spice in anything because it's going to lose some of its strength in the cooking process. It just seems to, because every product, many of the products that I tried today, and I did try quite a few of them, and I wound up not liking them and throwing a lot of them out. I didn't see a lot of pumpkin ice cream this year, which disappointed me because I really do like pumpkin ice cream. And Edie's used to make an excellent pumpkin ice cream, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I don't know what happened. I found a couple, but they weren't as good as I had hoped. They were okay, but once again, they just didn't have as much pumpkin spice as they promised. So thankfully, I didn't have a lot of ice cream. I had a lot of yogurt, which was good, right? And I didn't do crazy on the carbs with the bread, but it was good. It was good. I probably, of everything, the most I had the Larbar and the yogurt. So both of those, relatively healthy things. So at least if I was indulging, I wasn't indulging in overly sweet or bad foods with the pumpkin spice in them, you know. But here's what I determined, because I noticed, you know, in my view, even though I don't start my pumpkin spice spray until October 1st, but according to most people's views, fall begins in September, right? Summer's over, you know, September 1st, fall. As I said, weather-wise, that didn't seem to be the case as much at least in the Chicago area. Although here we are in the Chicago area, and is why while I'm recording this, here we are in January, and it's still in the 40s, which is crazy. We've had absolutely, up to this point, once again, I'm pre-recording this, so I don't know if it will have snowed appreciably since, but when I'm recording this, it still has not snowed very much, if at all, in January. It's been 40 degrees. It's crazy. So around the early part of mid-September, a few pumpkin-related food products started to show up. And then a little more in October. And then in November, that because it's all, you know, the Thanksgiving thing. But then, and some of it lasted through, you know, after Thanksgiving, and even through to the Christmas time. But then once January 1st came, the official end of the holiday season, right? We couldn't debate when the holiday season begins, you know. Is it in October because of Halloween and autumn? Is it November 1st as Thanksgiving approaches? And then is the end, you know, it seems like the end is New Year's Day. We give you January 1st, and after that, it's like, you know, don't even say Happy New Year. So the beginning is a little fuzzy, but I think the end is January 1st. And then all of a sudden, all the pumpkin stuff went away. I went to find some pumpkin yogurt. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. In terms of pumpkin. No, sir, on the no-suh pumpkin. I'm a little disappointed because I had now been eating it for a couple of months, and it was a nice, I enjoyed. Gone. My pumpkin Larbars, nice little snack, somewhat healthy, supposedly made of all natural ingredients, gone from the shelves. Gone. January 1st or thereabouts. If any, there were any stragglers left over, fine, but by the first week of January, gone. Pumpkin, gone. That spot on the shelf filled by something else. Now, the good part is I didn't buy some of these things, but I did see a lot of pumpkin things on clearance after January 1st because they're not ordering anymore. Whatever they've got, they got to get rid of. There seems to be this deadline, this pumpkin spice deadline of January 1st. Just like I stopped seeing the Pine Wonderland after January 1st. It's as if these holiday scents and foods are only good in the consumer's mind, or at least the manufacturer's mind, that we don't like pumpkin spice foods. We don't like Pine Wonderland. Why can't I have Pine Wonderland 12 months a year? What if I want my house to smell like pine all the time? Not just because of Christmas, not just because of the tree. I like the smell of pine. What if I wish I lived out in the forest, but I don't? I live in the city, but I want to create that kind of feeling in my home. So the closest I might be able to get is the Pine Wonderland scent. Why is that only available for a month or so, or two, or 2 months at the end of the year? And bigger question, pumpkin spice. I mean, you can argue. I'll make an argument on both sides for the Pine Wonderland, right? Because as I said before, that's associated a lot with the fact that you have a tree in your house. Most people do not have a live tree in their house for 12 months out of the year. So that might be a annual and a holiday related scent. I'll give you that. I don't necessarily agree with it because as I said, I might like the smell of pine. I might want to be surrounded by pine 12 months a year. But Glade says nobody's buying pine in June. That's a shame. Because I could go for a Pine Wonderland smell all year round. And trust me, I've got enough cans. I could do it if I wanted to. But I'm just saying, is why is that shut off? I'll give you the pine one. I'll Jim, come on. I'll give you the pine one. As I said, most people do not have a live tree in their living room 12 months out of the year where you like to have that smell of fresh pine. And so Glade says we'll help enhance that and provide that for you if you don't have a real tree. I'll give that to you. Fine. I don't completely agree with it. I think that Pine Wonderland could be just as much of a wonderland in August as it is in December. It could be just as much of a Pine Wonderland in March as it is in December. But Glade doesn't seem to think that it is. And perhaps the larger consumer base has proven that it doesn't. I don't know. Here's the question. Has Glade made that decision for us? Or have buying patterns made the decision? I ask you, Glade, are you just assuming that people don't want Pine Wonderland for 12 months, that they only want it from November through December? Are you assuming that? And you only make this Pine Wonderland available for a couple of months? Or have consumers told you that we don't use Pine Wonderland in April or in August or in July? We only like it in November, December. Have you made the decision that, well, no one will want it then? Or have you made it available for 12 months and your revenues have shown that, well, nobody's buying this until November? I wonder if Glade is deciding that Christmas is the only time things should smell like pines? Or has the consumer decided? Because there's one consumer here who would be happy to have, and I can't believe, I could see your face. You're shocked. You already can't believe, I could feel it out there. You already are shocked that I flipped on my Yoplait pumpkin caramel yogurt this year and preferred the Nosa pumpkin. I could see, because I've been buying the pumpkin caramel for a couple of years. I could see on your face, wow, Jim, how could you have switched? That was your face. I know. I get it. I'm just as shocked as you. I've got the Macaulay Culkin, you know, Home Alone face with both hands on the side of my face, looking in the mirror. I've got that face just like you do right now. Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. After being so in love with that pumpkin caramel, to the point where I would go to the store, and I would buy, because I didn't want it, you know, because sometimes I go there and they didn't have it when I would go the next time. If they had it, if it was fully stocked, I would buy all 10 jars just so I had it. It's like, as I said before, don't come after me. If you wanted that pumpkin caramel Yoplait, don't get in the line. You know, if you see me in that store, get to the yogurt thing before me. I would grab all of them for fear that they wouldn't have them, because a lot of times they wouldn't. Because why? Oh, limited time only. Why? And this is my question. The pumpkin scent, or the Pine Wonderland scent, okay. I still wonder if Glades made that decision that things can only smell like pine at the end of the year for 2 months, or if the consumers have decided that they don't like the smell of pine for the other 10 months. I know I would. I would love to have, and here's what my point is. I enjoy the pine smell so much, and I know I flipped on the caramel pumpkin, and can you believe after 6.5 years, almost 7 years, I'm going to say this, that I might even be tempted if it was available for 12 months instead of just 2 months, I might even be tempted to switch from Cashmere Woods to Pine Wonderland. I know. I could see your face. I could feel your shock. It's coming through. I get it. I know. I'm just as shocked. Now, let me get your blood pressure down a little here. Because think about it, though. You say, Jim, how could you betray your Cashmere Woods? There's no question. I'm choosing one over the other. I'm doing that. But then think about the connections. It's called Cashmere Woods. Key word there. Woods. I'm switching. I would potentially switch from Cashmere Woods to Pine Wonderland. What is pine? It is a wood. It is a tree. It is wood. What's the other one? Cashmere Woods. So there is a connection. Clearly, I like a woody smell. I don't know about Woody Allen, but I love a woody smell. I love an outdoorsy, related, rusticy, woodsy, foresty smell. So while I certainly, if I had the opportunity to get Pine Wonderland all year round, maybe I would do 5 months Pine Wonderland, 5 months, you know, beginning of the year, five, you know, split the year. Maybe do Cashmere Woods after doing Pine Wonderland through the Christmas season. I would do maybe January 1st through March 1st, little Cashmere Woods, once again, to come back to Cashmere Woods. Because don't forget, when I start on October 1st, I'm not using Cashmere Woods from October 1st to January 1st. That's 3 months of zero Cashmere Woods. So I'm getting, as much as I love my pumpkin spice and I love my Pine Wonderland, I'm also missing my Cashmere Woods. So then I would come back to a Cashmere Woods from January 1st to March 1st, perhaps, or April 1st, all 3 months, so 3 months, all of January, all of February, all of March. On April 1st, perhaps, then I would do a little winter, a Pine Wonderland from April, May, and June. Then go back to Cashmere for July, August, and September. And then in October, boom, I start my pumpkin spice. So basically, I would, you know, have a little Pine Wonderland for those like April, May, Junes. Just 3 months worth. But I can't get it. Now you could say, Jim, buy some extra during the year. You know, during the when it's available, buy 40 cans. I suppose, but, you know, then they get kind of old, and then it's just this question of, you know, I've got these 40 cans sitting here. You know, I guess I could do that, right? It's not impossible. I guess my point is, why shouldn't that just be on the shelf if I decided maybe I wanted to do it every other month or something? Now, once again, I guess I could buy 40 or 50 cans when they have them and stockpile them for the rest of the year. Even I think that's a little excessive. And for me to think anything's excessive is pretty bad. So, you know, I just think that if it's a popular smell or scent at the holidays, if people like it, they like it. So why not make it available all year round? You've made it already. We know you can make it. Keep making it. Which comes to my other main point, because as much as I love Pine Wonderland, in terms of, you know, it's nice to smell it, it's great, but in terms of eating, I really love pumpkin spice. I love pumpkin pie. That's where I really started. I loved pumpkin pie, and I looked forward to the holidays. In fact, you know what? Sadly, I only had pumpkin pie one time during the whole holiday season. For some reason, none of my holiday dinners, Thanksgiving or Christmas, no one served pumpkin pie. I had to actually go buy a pumpkin pie on my own and have one because nobody served pumpkin pie. Very disappointing. But that's where my pumpkin spice thing started. And so, as I said, I went to the store after January 1st looking for a little Nosa, little pumpkin Nosa, and no sir on the Nosa. Couldn't find it, gone. Peach, strawberry, rhubarb, vanilla bean. It's really good too. If you ever tasted the Nosa, vanilla bean, very good. I do. I'm a big yogurt fan. Love yogurt. No pumpkin. Gone. Went to the bread section. Looking for the Thompson pumpkin spice English muffin. Gone. It's January 1st. Gone. Went to the Larbar section. Pumpkin Larbars, done, gone. January 1st, gone. Something new in that space on the shelf. And needless to say, Thomas's stopped making the pumpkin spice muffins, and they obviously must stop making the pumpkin swirl. So that was gone. So after all the little testing I did, all my pumpkin favorites, once January 1st came, were gone. And I'm sitting here going, you know what? I really like those. And manufacturers. You got me hooked on them, so much so that I like them very much. I bought them exclusively for the last 3 months. I'd like to have them for 12 months. Why does pumpkin spice have to start in mid-September or early October and end on January 1st? Why? Yes, I guess it has some autumnal, connection, but you could make pumpkin spice foods 12 months a year. Why can't there be pumpkin spice flavored foods all the time? You've got me hooked. You've done it. Good job. You got me loving it. And then you take it away for 10 months. And then you overcompensate, and everything has pumpkin spice on it to the point where you get pumpkin spiced out. Don't make people love pumpkin spice by stretching it out instead of concentrating it in a 2.5 or 3 month thing where people get tired of it and then start rebelling against it. Okay, it might be traditional in the autumn and around the holidays. Great. But we have other foods. Don't we have turkey other times of the year? Yes, you have your Thanksgiving turkey. But we eat turkey is on menus. People have turkey wraps and turkey. There's turkey on menus in restaurants. There's turkey. They might not be as abundant, but there's turkey. People eat shrimp on the holidays. Don't we have shrimp 12 months a year? Is there a shortage of pumpkins I don't know about? In today's day and age with the technology, even if there was, I can't believe that you can't grow pumpkins 12 months a year somewhere. Why does it have to be pumpkin spice is only here from October to January and boom, once January comes, boy, that just shuts down. We've been teasing you and force-feeding you pumpkin for a month and a half, all these pumpkin things, and your taste buds just begin to get used to them and really like it, and then you say, can't have it anymore, done. That's only a holiday thing. What does that mean? We have holiday foods all year round. And what is pumpkin spice? Is it so tied? Is it such a tradition? Why? It's a good taste. And maybe it was only a holiday food stuff, if you will, a holiday spice. But through the last few years of its popularity and food makers getting more creative, maybe you've discovered that people really do like it. You found new ways and new products to put the pumpkin spice in, and it really tastes good. So much so that you create these limited editions that are supposedly so tasty and good that people want. Well, if you've got them now, you've got their taste buds attuned to it and they like it, maybe they want to taste it all year round. Doesn't mean they're going to not have a pumpkin pie at Halloween or on Thanksgiving or Christmas, but it would be nice to have a pumpkin pie in May. It'd be nice to have a pumpkin spice muffin in June. It'd be nice to have some pumpkin spice swirl toast in August. It would be nice to have pumpkin yogurt 12 months a year. My favorite yogurt flavor is blueberry. That's the one I get majority of the time. And I pretty much buy some blueberry yogurt every week when I go to the store. Does that mean that I have it 12 months a year. I'm not tired of it. Doesn't mean I can't have a blueberry pie around the holidays. I like blueberry. Give me blueberry as much as I want it. I like pumpkin spice. You've converted me. You've made me a believer. I like pumpkin spice. Just don't give it to me for 2 months. Give it to me for 12 months. What's the problem? Why is it after this hard start? Boom, pumpkin is done. Oh, it's January 1st. Holiday's over. Pumpkin is done. Why is pumpkin done? I want my English spice, Thomas's English muffin in May. I can't get it. I want my Larbar pumpkin spice bar in February. I can't get it. Why? So I make a plea. I could spray my house with pumpkin. I have so many cans of pumpkin spice right now. I could spray my whole the whole year with pumpkin spice. I could do that. But a scent is one thing and a food is another, right? A scent is a nice accoutrement, if you will, right? It's a nice little added bonus in your house if you have a little scent, maybe a candle, some spray that, you know, as people come over, they walk in the door, they have a nice little spray. I mean, sometimes my house does smell like a pumpkin spice card shop, right? Or a pine card shop. It has that potpourri kind of smell to it when you walk in the door. But that, I like that. But while I certainly would use the pine, I don't know about, I would use the pumpkin. I mean, I have enough, I could right now. In fact, now that I'm thinking about it, as we speak, you know what? I'm not saving all those pumpkins for next year. Because I'm not going to use them. I'm going to start using my pumpkin spice throughout the year. I love you, Cashmere Woods. I might move. I have enough cans in storage. I don't have as many Winter Wonderland, so I can't be as liberal with those. But I think, you know what? Now that I'm talking about it, thank you. As I'm looking at you right in the face, I could see you nodding. Yeah, why don't I just throw the pumpkin spice into the mix? I have enough. And then, according to Glade, then around September, they'll start selling them again. But I cannot find pumpkin spice anything food-related anymore. Can't find my yogurt. Can't find my Larbars. Can't find my Thomas's English muffins. And if there is anything on the shelves, it's on closeout, and it's the last stuff they have. So I am making a plea to all those pumpkin spice manufacturers that went crazy this past year with putting pumpkin spice in everything, make it a 12-month-a-year offering, not just limited time, limited edition. We know that's a scam anyway. You've succeeded. You've created these new products, or you've done a nice job of putting this pumpkin spice out there into products. I like it. You've won. You've created a brand loyalty with me. You've created me. I'm looking out for specific brands right now. If you notice, once again, I'm not getting paid from anybody here. I know exactly what brand of pumpkin spice things I like. You have done your job. You've converted me. Don't deprive me. I want to go out and keep buying your product. You won't let me in a time now. I would think that manufacturers, if somebody really wants something to keep your revenues up in a possible recession, everybody's talking about, you know, earnings are down. If you've made a good pumpkin spice product, leave it on those shelves. Keep making it 12 months a year. It's not going to be diluted or lose its traditional value. But if I want a pumpkin pie in May, I can't find one. I got to wait till November. If I want a pumpkin spice Larbar, I can't have one in June. I have to wait till November. Be nice. Make pumpkin spice. And so ends another episode of Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. Every Monday, a new episode is posted at WGNRadio.com or wherever you go to find your favorite podcast. We are there. And don't forget to tell your friends, tell your family, tell anybody that you know that listens to a podcast that your favorite podcast is Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, and it should be theirs too. Your loyalty and your devotion is much appreciated. Hope you enjoyed episode number 349. I'm Jim Toronto. I ain't here on business. I'm only here for fun. You've been listening to Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, from the end of the web to your screen. Wishing I had some pumpkin spice.